The noise brings Teddy scuffling in through the veranda doors. With the light behind him in the fevered, airless room, Verla sees Teddy is looking gaunt, his dreadlocks spindling out from his head. He looks as mad as Nancy now. Yolanda bends down and opens the trap, sets the jaws, looks around the room. A pair of wooden crutches leans against a wall. Yolanda takes one and waves it carefully at the trap. Bang! The thick wooden foot of the crutch is crushed. Teddy hisses in fright, jams his hands into his armpits. Yolanda grins, shakes the crutch, and the shattered end of it loosens and comes away. She picks up the trap, inspects the splintered stub caught between the jaws.
"Those things are illegal, you know," says Teddy.
Yolanda chortles, low and guttural.
"Gonna call the cops on me, Teddy?"
"You're not from around here,"
he says, reaching into his pocket for a tin of tobacco.
"No." "You from Cologne?"
"No, I'm...
let me guess."
"Hamburg?"
"No, I'm from Australia."
"Oh," he says.
He leans into me and puts a large hand with curved brown fingernails on my knee.
"Don't worry about it," he breathes. "I too have impure blood."
I'm smiling, astonished. "How's that?"
"My mother was a Pole."
"Oh." With Rainer Hoff's energetic input, the sculpture department soon became one of the strongest departments at the National Art School. Before his arrival, in July 1923, there was no dedicated sculpture department at the Technical College. The subject had been part of a two-year course established by Henri in the 1880s and intended primarily for tradesmen modelers, masons and plasterers, rather than fine artists. Hoff's arrival and his innovative changes to the course represented a major step forward in sculpture instruction in Australia.